All right, trustees, I now move to reconvene into open session. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, please call the roll.
Yes, trustee David.
Present.
Trustee Elam.
Present.
Trustee Chiara.
Present.
Trustee Timms.
Present.
Trustee Watkins.
Present.
Chair Zop.
Present.
Open.
Okay, so we have two things to do here. Let's see. The first, we'll do the governing rules and regulations, Jason, if you want to, just for the second reading.
Yes, thank you, Chair Zop. So you have before you a resolution. We've had two readings of the board rules and regulations. As you recall, we consulted with an outside agency to provide revisions so that we could streamline the boards and take out unnecessary provisions to ensure that the provisions that remain were relevant to the work of this board. And so we've had two readings on that, on the board rules and regulations, and so I believe you have before you a resolution to approve.
All right, I'd make a motion to approve the governing board rules and regulations. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you call the roll?
Yes, trustee David.
Yes.
Trustee Elam.
Yes.
Trustee Chiara.
Yes.
Trustee Timms.
Yes.
Trustee Watkins.
Yes.
Chair Zop.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, the last matter that we have is President Scott's evaluation for the FY22-23 school year. President Scott prepared a self-assessment that the board reviewed with the president. Then we had a discussion with just the board members, and I'm going to summarize some of the things we talked about from my perspective and then welcome my fellow trustees to join in. You know, we had overall, I think our view is that we had President Scott had an outstanding year as a lead, and the university had an outstanding year, starting with completing the accreditation process. And one of the things we talked about amongst the trustees is not only did we get reaccredited, but the process was incredibly well done with all aspects of the university engaged. Students were engaged, faculty were engaged, the accreditors met with a lot of people, and we have no follow-up. We were fully accredited, the accreditors at one point finally said, you know, we don't need to talk to anybody else. We've talked to everybody. We've heard enough. We're very, very happy with where the university is, and that's a huge plus for the university. A huge improvement from where we were the last time we went through accreditation, and a real testament in this board's view of the leadership of President Scott and Interim Provost Roundtree. And so that went a long way. It was an important part of her goals for this year. We also talked about getting through the strike. Very difficult for the university, and we still have work to do, and President Scott was quite aware of that, to heal the university through some of the challenges of the strike, but we got through it, and we got through it with no major permanent disruptions to our students and to their academic training and their ability to finish their coursework, to graduate, etc. And so, with a contract that the university can live with financially, does provide benefits for the faculty and address many of the issues that they raised. So again, that's leadership, and that's really what the president's job is. We talked about the improvement in enrollment and bringing in a strong enrollment director. We talked about bringing in a new athletics and a new positive athletic director. We talked about the commitment in academics, which of course is at a core of what we do here at the university, and the commitment to the programming that is getting students not only here, but finishing, staying here, and finishing and being able to finish, including things like the Cougar Commitment, like the program that the university undertook to address students facing debt that was going to prevent them from finishing and waiving debt for students so that they could complete their education, that so that a small amount of debt would not bar them from completing their education for juniors and seniors who were close, and the many other programs that the university has fought for and put in place to support students and their and student success. Through we talked about the improvement in the programming, the number of people that have been brought here. We talked about the university's president's leadership role around the country, her elevating the presence of the university both at a local, state, and national level, her building relationships with other presidents of the HBCU community, the fundraising that she's done, the relationships she's built with the foundation. And so all in all, we believe that President Scott not only has done her job, but has done her job in above and beyond the way she's met almost 100% all of her goals, with a couple that are still being finalized and in completion. So before I move on to make a motion on her bonus, are there any other trustees that like to weigh in on the president's performance or evaluation? Okay, hearing no disagreement with my summary, I'm going to make a motion, and I see we lost Trustee David, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the president's bonus for the fiscal year 22-23 at the $50,000 level. And so I so move, and I'd ask for a second.
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you call the roll?
Yes. Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Timms?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zock?
Yes.
All right, motion passes.
All right, and with that, I think we are done. Before we go, I want to thank the officers from our Chicago State University Police Department who are here to maintain order of this ruley crowd here. but really, thank you. We appreciate your service, and we appreciate you being here today. May I have a motion to adjourn the executive session? I'm sorry? May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, the July 24, 2023 special board meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees? I so move. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, please call the roll.
Yes. Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Timms?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zock?
Yes. The July 2023 special meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, who schedules?